Air, food, and water are basic necessities for life. Clothing is important. Many people in what we would call underdeveloped countries live with little or no clothing. America, on the other hand, has an abundance of clothing. People's closets are busting out at the seams. While we have multiple pairs of shoes, many people are lucky to have a pair of shoes. The ones that they wear every day, we would have thrown out long ago. Others don't have any at all. The clothing industry is big business. The irony of this whole thing is that Hollywood would like us to believe that while we have all these clothes, we ought to be taking them all off. By looking at the media, if a person didn't know any better, you'd be tempted to think we live in an underdeveloped country. Well, in a sense we do. Our principles and morals have become underdeveloped. Just because something makes a buck doesn't justify loose morals and principles. Do you have morals and principles? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curb for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419, that's 970-966-8419, to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Rumbling. Welcome to the second hour of this Present Truth program, Wednesday, February 26, 2025, hour two again, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. My contact information is Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. Yesterday I was discussing Trump's plan to usher in this golden age of vaccines with Project Stargate. And I will say that right now, Donald Trump has quite a few people of the cloth. I don't really call them pastors. A lot of women. Paula White. Something Lamb. But one thing that Donald Trump does not have around him, he doesn't have people that know prophecy. They're religious. They basically, they are one-sided in their understanding of the Bible. They are building ministries, but they don't know prophecy. They don't know that Donald Trump is in the Bible. In the Old Testament, he's in 1 Kings chapter 8, when Solomon dedicated the temple. Solomon in verse 41 and 40 to 43 talked about a stranger in the far future. He'd be a faraway man from a distant country, the United States of America, a stranger. They would come to Israel and pray toward the temple. Prophecy Donald Trump fulfilled in May of 2017. They don't know that. They're one-sided. They're like a sheet of paper that they print on one side only. They don't know. They can't print on the backside. Donald Trump, Solomon's stranger, would come to Israel, pray to the God that Israel worships, to the God of heaven. He would pray. That was Donald Trump. Donald Trump is also in Revelation, the book that talks about the last 40 years specifically and more intricately, more precise about the last decade, and even more precise, the last 7 years, and the last 3.5 years, or 3 years and 2.5 months, and the final 75-day period, which is called a time of wrath. You have a tribulation, great tribulation, and a time of wrath. And he is the seventh king, the one of the final seven presidents of the United States of America. He's one of the final two presidents of America. A great nation in the Bible called an empire, Babylon the Great. And these men and women around him that are Christians don't realize he is the seventh king in the riddle. He's the noble king, the king that is honorable, the king that is truly the king of the people, so to speak. He's the president of the people. He's different. He is because of the way in which we as a nation are psychologically. He has to be psychologically different than just the common man, the average man. I read an article years ago. I wished I would have kept it. And it was all about the personality of presidents in this country. And the generally They are people that are very unempathetic toward common man, toward the poor, to those that haven't attained to their glory. They are very narcissistic, extremely narcissistic, which is a damaging trait to have, unless there are people in the scripture that were very, very narcissistic, but their narcissism was tamed by the power of God. And these men that are narcissistic, generally they have a very small group of friends. They are trying to remember how they phrased it. They work as the presidents of the United States. They have worked for the corporations, for the wealthy people, for the, you might say, the royals of the country, but they've never really worked and been faithful to pass policy that helps the general population. They are warmongers. Their objective is to gain as much as they can during their presidency as far as achievements in foreign policy, in the ruling, expanding power, authority, wealth, bringing wealth and control to the control of the nations. This is the personalities. Extremely narcissistic, beyond being approachable, and having disdain for anyone outside of their structure, power structure. The only one that's been different of the last seven presidents, starting from Carter to Trump, the only one that has been different, though narcissistic, or you might say arrogant and confident, is Donald Trump. He doesn't fit the same pattern of the personality trait concerning narcissistic tendencies as the other six, all the way to Obama. I'll be back.
Join me for the Rita Panahi Show, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. That's the Rita Panahi Show, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best talk radio.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access never-before-seen pricing and free shipping.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access never-before-seen pricing and free shipping.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on four bags and save $18.75 per bag on eight bags.
1360khnc.com and click on the Tahibo Tea button.
Thank you. He's a man with a plan. Got a counterfeit dollar in his hand. He's Mr. Know-It-All. Playing hard, talking fast, making sure that he won't be the last. He's Mr. Know-It-All. Makes a deal with a smile, knowing all the time that his life. There's no doubt, he's the coolest one with the biggest mouth. He's Mr. Know-It-All. When you tell him he's living fast, he will say, what do you know? If you had my kind of cash, you'd have more than one place to go.
Mr. Know-It-All. This is the personality of the Presidents of the United States of America, according to the article I was reading. But it distinguished the difference between narcissists, know-it-alls, that have empathy for people, for mankind, and those that have empathy only for their own kind. Like Hillary, for an example. She cares for her own kind, her agendas, power, and then more power, money, how much more? A little bit more. Obama, I remember when Obama was president, little children are cool. The little kids, my nieces and nephews, they had a little song, Obama is not your mama. Obama is not your mama. And I'm thinking, where'd they get that from? And they'd run around, they'd sing to each other, Obama is not your mama. Little kids get a grip with the narcissists. Trump, and it was saying in the article, these men, God gives them, they have to have the type of personality to be able to stand and to engage with other narcissists. Now, Trump, you look at these people in the media, these media personnel, they are in their own right narcissists. They know how to attack. You have to have someone that can engage with them and basically set things straight. I go back to the Hillary Clinton debates. Donald Trump is the only individual that could have on that stage of candidates, Rubio, all of them, Bush, Hillary has a problem even. Or Bill Clinton has a problem debating his own wife. Donald Trump is the only individual with his abilities, and I use the term narcissism because in Trump's defense, if he didn't have that trait, if he didn't have that quality, that psychological ability, that strength, he would never have accomplished anything for the American people. Joe Biden doesn't have that trait. Joe Biden is just aggressive. Biden could not have engaged with Hillary Clinton either. The only other individual that might have been able to engage with Hillary would have been Obama is not your mama. But Donald Trump, in those debates are the most important debates, I believe, ever in American history. because you're looking at the two most powerful, the Hillary Clinton, in my view, she is one of the most powerful narcissistic women ever born. More narcissistic than Maxine Waters or Nancy Pelosi, or I don't see any woman with that as powerful in that trait of narcissistic ability and cunning and lying ability like Hillary Rockefeller Clinton. Nobody. I threw my scripts away. I just got rid of everything. I have all these things I want to read. I get so tied down, I can't even think. So I just got rid of them to present something that I feel is important for the American people to understand. Donald Trump, his personality, without that personality, he would never have won the first election. He would never have returned to take a second term. You see what he did to Hillary. There was no doubt in my mind that Joe Biden would have, he would have been, you know, a senior in college debating with a first grader. And that's exactly what happened. And the Democratic Party, they are wishing, they are now talking about over cocktails how Trump destroyed Biden. Not only did he destroy Biden, Donald Trump destroyed the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party can never recover. It can never recover from what took place. In the open, Donald Trump destroyed a 100-year-old party, or longer than that. The Democratic Party, as we understand Democratic Party, will never, ever exist again. I'm telling you the truth from a Bible, the perspective of the Bible. What is going to replace the Democratic Party and the Republican Party in the near future is dictatorship doesn't even, and Donald Trump is not a dictatorship, so for all these individuals that believe that he is a dictator, that he's whatever, they're absolutely, they don't have a clear perspective. He is not. He is genuine. He is what he is. He knows exactly where this country should go. And this is why he's really like a salmon swimming upstream. And up ahead, he has dam after dam after dam that he's got to get enough speed to climb each of these obstacles. And he's going to accomplish what God wants him to accomplish. But as far as the Democrat, he destroyed the Bush dynasty, the Clinton dynasty. He's the destroyer of dynasties. That's what Donald Trump does. That's where God put him as the seventh king, or the seventh, the final one of the, he's next to the last final president of the United States of America. He's not the last. The one that preceded Donald Trump, not Biden, it was never president, ever. He was the head of a corporation, the corporation being run by people around him. The corporation of the United States of America. He wasn't president. He wasn't elected. It was a stolen election, literally. Donald Trump really is in his third term, legally, via the Constitution. It was just, he was refused. He was kept out of the position of president for 4 years by Joe Biden or Barry Satoro and company behind the scenes. the ability psychologically that he had when he debated Hillary Clinton, she was undone. She was undone. She didn't know how to respond. She goes back to her natural instincts, smile and shake her head, and come back like she's scolding a young child. Trump, 1, 2, 3, you're out. And then Donald Trump, in this last election, which is the last election, here in November of 2024, that was the last election for president in the United States of America. There will never be another presidential election. All these individuals that are lining up, me, 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 who's the most narcissistic? Jared Polis? What's his name out of California? Gavin Newsom? The other guy out of Texas that was the, what was the environmental, oh no, transportation, what was his name? Buttigieg? All these people are going to line up now. You even have Kamala. She hasn't learned her lesson. She doesn't realize she just has a problem. She is not going to ever be president. There will never be a woman that will be president of the United States of America. It's not in the Bible. But the American Christians don't know prophecy. And this is why Donald Trump has surrounded himself by Christians that are one leg is shorter than the other. They go around in circles and never get anywhere. And here they're coaching Donald Trump and not telling him some matters that are extremely serious, like I mentioned yesterday. Donald Trump, he is pushing this AI system. And if the Christians around him knew Bible prophecy, they would tell him, no, 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 get out of it. Don't push it. Stay away from it. He wants to use AI to create these anti-cancer causing not systems. Individually, each person will have AI check their blood, or will be used on our systems to write programs for the cancers that we may have or may potentially have. And the AI will write a prescription. This is what this individual needs. Donald Trump doesn't realize that these injections of ungodly foreign matter are going to create a new society of creatures. But the prophets around, or the people around Donald Trump, don't know prophecy. They say they're prophets. They're not. They say that they're ordained by God to counsel the president. No, you never counsel the president unless you understand prophecy. So Donald Trump, if he had these type of people around him, they would be cautioning him on what he's planning to do that is going to hurt mankind. He's a man with a plan, but he's not a narcissist. I'll be back. He is a good man, but needs the right people around him. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
At Wheelchairs for Warriors, serving America's heroes is our mission. With your support, we serve veterans and first responders injured in the line of duty across the United States of America, providing them custom fit, complex rehab mobility solutions to ensure they rejoin their lives at the highest level of independent mobility and function possible. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to the MyKind CBD products. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to the MyKind CBD products. 1360khnc.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
He's Mr. Know-It-All, and that's not Donald Trump, but he does know a lot. But you have, I was trying to remember the name of the article, I think it was something along the lines of the personality of presidents, and it brings in Bush, the Bushes, Obama. The most cunning was Obama in a very, very negative way. He was the narcissist of narcissists. And narcissists generally are very destructive people. They have no moral balance, compass. They do what is best for the world that they are involved in. Lyndon B. Johnson, narcissist. Tricky Dick Nixon, yes. But there's different levels of narcissism depending on how evil or the corruption of these individuals. Truman was kind of a docile person. You can take each personality, and the ones who, like with George Bush Sr., he was just straight out destructive as an individual. No walls. His son, not as bad, George Jr. Bill Clinton, another level of narcissistic individual. Obama was the, you might say, the peak of narcissistic personalities in mankind's history. In all of the history of mankind, it would be the peak, the pinnacle, the top. No one more narcissistic and destructive as Barry Satoru to the present day. Policies that he set in place are still destroying this country to the very day, to this day. His involvement in spying through his agencies on Trump during Trump's first political run, then during the Trump administration, the continued behind the scenes undermining of everything that Trump was doing. Donald Trump with the cabinet, Mike Pence, I have some articles on him I should read to you. He's being brought up on charges by JAG, the military, it's kind of a military court for pedophile back in 2017. No. While he was governor. 2015, against some young children, some boys. And the world doesn't know about this. Why? Because of the mainstream media won't report it. Why? Because they are part of the system of cover-up. This is why they hate Donald Trump, because Trump doesn't cover anything. He exposes it. Even here just recently, he's talking about the corruption in the religious world. In the religious world, in the world of evangelical Christianity / all of the religions, the mainstream religions, he speaking about addressing the matter of Pope Francis and the Catholic Church and the immigration policies, the New World Order. Trump knows all about Francis. Francis is he's just about to depart the world. He's not doing well. And right now, behind the scenes, they are in the Vatican. These individuals that are there wearing the red robes, they are scurrying as quickly as possible. They want to bring someone in that is in the same mindset as Francis, that is a globalist. But there's been such a battle taking place within Catholicism. Those who are more conservative than Francis, they want to return Catholicism not as a world, New World Order agenda, carrying out agenda, New World Order policies, as bringing some conservative religious thought back and coming back to to the doctrines of the Catholic Church. They want to bring it back. It's swayed too far to one side through Francis. They're trying to bring it back to center, and they want, I think, to find somebody that will once again begin to have a message for the Catholic people to draw them back to Christ, to their roots in Catholicism, because there are too many in this country that are unhappy, they won't say it, that are not happy with the direction the Catholic Church has gone. These are Catholic believers that fear God. They want what's best. They're good people. And they know that the church has been steered off course through Pope Francis. And I think that the previous Pope Gregory, the Jesuits wanted to change the direction of Catholicism, which they have done. And now, can Catholicism be rescued? That is the big question now. Is there a possibility that the Catholic Church, through the new Pope, rescue this great Church of God that is corrupt, but still within there are the God-fearing Catholic people?
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
In his well-known devotional, My Utmost for His Highest, Oswald Chambers asks, are you ready to be offered? Paul writes in Philippians 2:17, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Are we willing to be offered for the work of the faithful? Are we willing to bind our worldly selves to the sacrificial altar to have the things of the flesh removed? The altar means fire, burning and purification, and the removal of everything that God has not started, and of every attachment that is not an attachment to God. If we wish to experience the fullness of God working in us and through us, the things of the world must be removed. As Chambers says, tell God you are ready to be offered, and God will prove himself to be all you ever dreamed he would be. GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
Say, he's Mr. Know-It-All.
apologize. I just had to finish this end part of this song, Stevie Wonder, Inner Visions, back in the early 70s. Mr. Know-It-All. Going back to the Catholic Church, and then I'll continue with Donald Trump. He's surrounded by Christian people that don't know prophecy. They don't know Donald Trump is in the Bible. In the Old Testament, 1 Kings chapter 8, King Solomon's stranger, verses 41 through 43. In the New Testament, Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. The riddle of 10 final presidents of the United States of America. Joe Biden is not in that list. It is Jimmy Carter, George Bush, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., number 3. Number 4 is Bill Jefferson Rockefeller Clinton. Number 5 is George Bush Jr. Number 6, pay attention to him, is Barry Satoro. Number 7 is Donald J. Trump. And he continues a short space, which he did win, had 4 years, restricted from taking office again 4 years ago. He's resumed office. He's going to be here now for a short space. He won't have a full 4 years. Things are going to change in this country. Donald Trump, the noble king, the honorable king, the king that is dignified, that has great dignity, the leaders of the world, he has the personality to stand up to them for the sake of his country. The next king will not care about his country. It's in the Bible. It's in chapter 14 of Isaiah. He will not care for his people. The king prior to the final president, Donald J. Trump, does care for his society, for his people, for his nation. The final king or president in America's history, I will tell you, will be Barry Satoro. And he will not care for this nation. He will use this nation for his own purposes, to destroy the nations that will not go along with his policies. Going back to the Pope. The next Pope may be someone that is placed legitimately, not like Francis. Francis was illegitimate. It was a power struggle within the Catholic Church, and the Jesuits within the hierarchy were able to swing it for Francis to be in that papal seat. But still, many Catholics do not acknowledge him. In their view, the papal seat is empty, waiting for the real final pope to take position. Will the next pope be able to swing, bring the teachings of Catholicism that are the great teachings back, and the people of Catholicism back to where they need to be in their relationship with God? I think it's too late. I don't think they can. The destruction that has taken place from the time that Francis took over in the Catholic Church, I don't think they'll be able to recover from the destruction and the hatred now of Catholicism by the nations of the world. There is a great hatred, and the Catholic people don't realize how deep this hatred is. Remember, John Podesta and Hillary Clinton were attempting to bring about a Catholic Spring. Most Catholics have never even heard about that. A Catholic Spring, a Catholic coup to destroy Catholicism from within, with all of these agendas, LGBT, And with all of the immigration policies, the redistribution of wealth, all of this, this was the plan of the Catholic Spring. I'm afraid the Catholic people don't realize it has occurred. They don't know the Bible. They know the Catholic doctrines, which are not necessarily always biblical. And it's too late. I don't think that the Catholic Church is recoverable in the system as it is, what has been established. It's going to take a real, within Catholicism, the Catholic people that really do love God, that fear Him, it will be these people that will be instrumental in helping the other Catholics that are far from the understanding of who Christ is and the doctrines of the Bible, and especially the prophecies of the time that we're in, because the Catholic Church is in these prophecies. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back to finish out today's program. 1360khnc.com for podcasts.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
So to finish out, Donald Trump doesn't have, the people that should be around him should know prophecy, and those people don't exist. They should warn him that what he's doing with his vaccination programs, are going to cause problems for people in the future. I scratched something down. Let me just unscratch it for you. These programs are injectable gene rewriting code, gene altering code. They're a transhuman technology after human, from Homo sapien to Homo Borg. The blend of DNA to DNA blend to change the individuals from being a Homo sapien to Homo sapien plus the DNA of other living creatures. DNA added to, it's a DNA blend of Homo sapien plus something else. And they're injectable. They're not vaccinations. You might as well just get a caulking gun and stick it in your arm and inject it into you, because it's going to have the same effect. It is not a vaccination. It is a bioweapon. Trump doesn't realize that with this AI, artificial intelligence, it is also an anti, what's the word I want, what, how do I want to phrase this? AI, you cannot, it's an attempt to replace the intellect, the intelligence of mankind. We don't need mankind, because in the world that we're going into, we are going to be downloaded into a system, into a program. And this is giving the children of the devil even more, it will be absolutely, boy, I don't know how to phrase it. It's to replace people. And with AI, I know what I want to say. There is no thought of conscience or God. It is sterile to the thought of God and a Savior to mankind and eternal life. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.